Good morning, parents and carers. End of another half term, and rather than a newsletter, I thought I'd do an audio this week, hopefully to make it as accessible and easy to follow for yourselves as we break up again for half term. But as always, we'll begin with a prayer. Okay, the one thing that unites all in the school is our faith. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Loving Father, may the holy sacrifice of your Son cleanse my soul, strengthen my heart, pardon my past, and restore me in your peace. May I always adore you by uniting myself in his holy sacrifice, the sacrament of your divine love. May I learn to sacrifice my own comfort, plans and dreams, if it is not for your glory and the good of others. Amen. St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, as always, we begin with a prayer, and we'll finish this term with a prayer as well here in school, okay, as we approach Pentecost this weekend. And actually, we've been celebrating our faith all week. It's actually Laudato Si week this week, where we focus on the environment, very pertinent to St. Francis as our patron and then as our school as well, focusing on how on the document that the Pope wrote in 2015, encouraging us all to care for the gift that we have in the environment. It's been a fabulous half term, lots and lots to celebrate. We've had real success on the D of E expeditions, bronze, silver, and you might have seen on our social media platforms, the gold awards that people have been down to the palace for. We've had lots of universities visiting us recently, and we've welcomed lots of guests as well to come and see the school in action. I suppose off the back of some of the reports that have been written from Ofsted, etc., and our school improvement partner, we get lots of visitors coming to see what St. Francis is like, how calm it is, how structured things are, also that then everyone can focus on the learning and the support in school. Lots of colleagues from other schools coming to look at our pastoral support as well. So our pastoral team, our safeguarding team, our SEND department, our library as well, our careers advisor, loads and loads of very positive visits because people are looking to see where we're getting things wrong. Not to say that we're perfect, of course, but lots and lots to celebrate. Of course, we're in the exam season as well, so a really, really intense 26 days for our Year 11 and Year 13 students. And, you know, the whole school that really supports them in their exams process around lining up for exams. Everyone's really, really helpful. Because everyone understands that one day they will get there as well. So even our Year 7 students are very kind and compassionate around our Year 11s and Year 13s at this time, which is lovely, lovely to see. One point to sort of note, I suppose, for all parents and carers, if I may, we're having to look increasingly at the parameters around mobile technology in school and how it's used outside of school. There's lots and lots of information that comes into us with regards to content on social media. We will continue always to sort of advise and offer guidance and do it as part of our values curriculum as to what's appropriate. But, you know, it's very hard for us to monitor and, you know, sort of be accessing students' phone. And we've got to be very careful of the parameters that we set around that. You know, the DfE say if a student might be at risk or at harm, that we should be confiscating and searching. What I would therefore urge parents and carers to regularly, routinely check your children's phones, please. Okay. Some of the social media content, some of the content that we've seen when we've had to look at phones really is a little bit worrying. And as a word of warning, you know, sometimes students and young people can be, you know, sort of will deflect away from the truth. So if you're looking at their social media accounts, please just have a look to see if there's only one social media account. Sometimes we've found that there's sort of ghost accounts that are a little bit more hidden, which might have some of the sort of content that we wouldn't want young people to be accessing and your children to be accessing. So please just, you know, a reminder really, but also a heads up that, you know, young people are very easily sucked into the vortex of social media and that it can expose them to content that they really are too young for at this point. We look forward now to the half term. I'm very much looking forward to the end of this, the 31st of May. You might have seen that we have a number of advertisements that have been advertised for roles over the last few weeks. if you're not in education, you might not know that we sort of have a transfer deadline day in education, where people have to have resigned for 2 terms time, so for September. And some of the adverts that we've posted are not for roles that, you know, we know people are moving on from. It's to prepare and safeguard the school going forward in case we get sort of late resignations. All that said, what I am really pleased to say is that we are fully staffed for September. Okay, all appointments have been made in all departments, and that's a position I know, you know, talking to lots of other head teachers, that not many schools are in. You know, probably from the media, there's a recruitment and retention crisis within education, people leaving education, people moving schools, an awful lot. But also there's 10,000 vacancies on the sort of education, Times Educational Supplements, where a job, where teaching jobs are offered and advertised. So for us to be fully staffed and ready for September, and I'm really, really pleased with how we've recruited and the people and the personalities we've recruited. So we're in a fantastic position going forward. And it's really good news for me to be able to share that with you all, because it's a key part of mine and the Governor's role to make sure we get the right people in front of our young students here at St Francis. So on that note, I'll leave you all to your days and your half term. I hope you have a lovely break. The sun looks as though it's going to stay for a few more days at least. Have a lovely time as families and as a collective. And we look forward to seeing everyone back in school then on Monday, the 5th of June. God bless everyone.